My name's Alex Stanhope and I come from the Technology Strategy Board.
We wanted to talk to you quickly because obviously you introduced your involvement with the centre earlier, and you were talking about kind of taking risks with all of this. I was wondering what your ideas were. Kind of obviously we've heard that this has kind of exceeded expectations already, this space, and what you kind of thought the next plans for this might be.
I don't think I could say what the next plans for this space are in particular, but I think, you know, the what I see this centre doing is enabling creative companies and academics to come together and take those risks together and collaboratively, because risks handled in isolation by one company can sometimes be insurmountable. But if it's possible for them to work with other partners, maybe who have existing research or intellectual property that they can bring to the innovation process, it makes it much more likely they're going to be able to succeed at the other end.
And how have you found the past year being involved with all of this?
I had a chat with Brian about a little over a year ago, where he discussed this idea and said that that it was something that he was aspiring to put together, and so it's fantastic to be standing here now in this space that he and his team have created. I think that the function of the centre is so needed. It's a hard thing to engage in collaboration. It's an important thing, and we've identified it as something so important that the largest part of our funding is dedicated to collaborative projects. It's about bringing together companies and academics, helping them to work in a consortium to together realise some shared goal for a technology project.
Do you think it's harder then for the universities to be taking the risk in the way that they are? Because obviously we're talking about students and companies and kind of shared property and everything else, and for universities there's also the having to keep things to a structured format for degrees.
Right, I think probably a couple of things in there. It's universities are supposed to perform two functions that are very, very closely related, this idea of teaching and research. For universities conducting research, we're very lucky in the UK to have some of the world-leading universities in many fields. And the research that comes out of those universities has the potential, if developed by industry, to form the next generations of products and services that actually, you know, could be the next Google, the next Spotify, the kind of major creative industries companies that are literally changing the face of the internet that we all know and love and use every day. Sorry, presumptuous to say we all love it. Maybe some people don't like the internet, but
we definitely do.
Thank you. But for students, I think the value of universities that do research has always been that they get to be right there at the cutting edge. They're learning from the people who are doing the work that is fundamentally changing the landscape. And by the same token, students come to the university without that base level of knowledge. So they have to be brought up to speed with activities and the kind of underpinning research, the underpinning fundamentals, if you like, of any discipline, so that they can then understand how it works at a higher level. I think it's the process of teaching those fundamentals that sometimes opens up new ideas. So I was hearing earlier on about a project where an articulated lorry is used to actually create a space. And actually one of the things that I found most exciting about that is it was a combination of experienced practitioners and students working together to actually think of new ideas that perhaps are variations on or sometimes even radical transformations of things that existed already.
And one of the things I think that kind of started to come up from this as well is that idea of the processes and the ideas that you have as students in collaboration and how you can take that into industry after degree, and where the interest needs to stop. So you go to university for your degree, and there's obviously a big part of it being that you have the stamp of approval as you move on. But actually a bigger part of this means that you're actually starting something within your degree that becomes potential for new industries we're talking about. It feels like this maybe is a space where that starts to really happen.
Yes, I completely agree, and I'm not sure about the team's aspirations for how they're going to progress that, but the sense I get is that this space becomes a bridge between the rather abstract world of study at university and the very real sort of application of that study in the marketplace, whether that's in industry or in academia or in all the many different aspects that students go into after university. What I think about what they've succeeded in creating here at the centre is this idea that actually it's not just black and white. It doesn't have to end on the day you finish your degree and begin in some new aspect. This connection between the two parts is something we're constantly trying to foster, because that research body has value to industry. So later on, often after the students have left, in inverted commas, university, they may end up returning or partnering with the university in the terms of commercializing some of the university's intellectual property. So wouldn't it be great if actually those bonds, those links were preserved? We have a program called a Knowledge Transfer Partnership that's designed to do exactly that, to maintain the link between a university and a student who's recently come out of it, and get that knowledge, draw it out into industry where the UK economy can benefit from it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for talking to us.